is weird, odd, strange, or just plain bizarre is really your cup of tea, then the Golden State Media Concepts Weird News Podcast will give you that fix. Can't believe it? Well, listen for yourself as Jordan and Keith delivers the strangest news you definitely won't find on CNN or Fox. It's the Golden State Media Concepts Weird News Podcast.
After secretly being replaced by lizard people, it's the Golden State Media Concepts Inner Weird News Podcast with Jordan and Keith.
That's Keith.
Yeah, that's it.
You've been doing so many podcasts, you know where you were, man. It's all good. It's all right. I understand, my brother. I understand. I ain't mad at you. That was fun, actually. That was great.
Did you like that one? Was that okay?
I did.
Okay.
It was great. All right. You always do great intros, man.
Thank you. God, that's really sweet of you, Keith.
Yeah, I have my moments. It's all good.
Yeah, I appreciate that. I needed that today more than any other day.
I hear you, man.
We've got a lot of good news, though.
We do. A lot of good weird news.
What's your favorite news story that we're going to do today? And we'll start that one.
Ah, man. So, you know, I'm the whole pizza roll beatings thing.
Oh, that's what, you know, actually, I was thinking about doing that one too.
Well, but I'm going to let you take it though. But yeah, man, I mean, that's great. So I'm digging that.
Okay. Well, so. In North Carolina, of course, it's one of the Carolinas.
one of two. Yes. Yes, thank you.
North Carolina, famously being north of the other Carolina.
Exactly.
As we all know.
Charlotte, love you. Charlotte, North Carolina, got love for you.
So, this happened on July 4th, good old Independence Day.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Yep, people were celebrating their independence, which means they were behaving so smartly with fireworks and alcohol and
very
barbecue.
Intelligent stuff. I'm sure we've all seen the guy lighting the firework in his butt.
Oh, yeah.
Did you see that one, Keith?
No, and I have no desire to, but I believe you.
I'll show you after the day.
That's okay. No, you don't have to share that.
Don't worry about it. You're going to really like it. But in the meantime, we've got a lot of going on right here, you know.
What's
in good old North Carolina.
Yes.
So Brad Beard and Samantha Knipe, they were around 1:30 a.m. The police discovered them assaulting each other by throwing pizza rolls at each other. Now, this seems like something that would make someone get arrested, right? Like,
exactly. You figure, oh, they're having fun. Oh, it's cute.
I mean, you don't arrest somebody for a pillow fight. I don't know how hot these pizza rolls are, but I do know this, Keith. They are in jail. They're booked. And they will be released. They were released on a bond of $2,500.
So what? I mean, was there? How did it go down? What happened?
Well, Beard can face 60 days in jail. Knipe faces 30 days. There's not a lot of information about how the fight started.
So,
but the facts are simple. The cops came in on them throwing hot pizza rolls at each other. Or just pizza rolls.
So they must have been screaming or something for all this to get that kind of attention.
I don't understand, though. It's pizza rolls. Like, what serious injuries? I don't feel like $2,500 is an extreme jail.
If you're throwing at people's faces, you can get welts and bruises possibly, and you know, if you're getting
pizza
punched.
Roll, the deadliest projectile. That's
I know,
also
right?
Food.
I mean, it makes me a little hungry, but hey, you know, I'm just trying to figure out what that's all about. But yeah, I mean, their mugshots are. I wish y'all could see these mugshots, man. Wow.
But if nobody's hurt from, you know, the pizza rolls, does it really count? Is it an assault?
The peace, bro. I mean, look, in order for you to get arrested for
they were at home.
And they were making a ruckus. They were making a ruckus. No relation, uncle. But still, I'm trying to tell you what they were doing is they must have been loud and screaming and throwing stuff across the room, and their neighbors wasn't having it, man. Because it's not like a police officer's going to be driving by and, you know, hidey, hidey, ho. There's someone assaulting each other with pizza rolls. Let me arrest them now. It didn't work that way. I'm pretty sure the neighbors must have called it in because it was just too loud and crazy. So the neighbors probably thought something else was going on. You know what I mean?
Yeah, no, I guess so, but I feel like, you know, you don't get arrested for having a too loud party until they come back after saying, we told you to keep it down. What are you kids doing?
I mean, it must be best arrest ever, or one of them, so that's just kind of
I feel like we've got some that beat that arrest, but yeah, I know what you're talking about. This one's a bit silly.
Oh, yeah. So, I mean, there's some other stuff, too, though, man. I mean, I definitely want to make sure we get it to the – there's a woman who crashed her car into a house – you know, while praying with her eyes closed.
Oh, my God. Tell me everything about that.
I mean, dude, it's just, okay.
What was she praying about, not to crash a car?
Right? I mean, so it's just insane, man. I mean, where do I start? So,
or what if she wanted a car crash and she prayed that she would get in a car crash and she was actually driving fine, but after a miraculous... maybe a giant, the wheel turned by itself, and her car's totaled.
I know. So this is in Florida. It happened on the 7th of July.
Okay.
So, you know, and it's funny because you see this picture with a stop sign for a four-way stop. And underneath it says, underneath the four-way stop sign, there's a hexagon sign that says, for heaven's sakes, you know, like stop. Just, you know, so it's kind of cute, little playing on words apparently. So, you know, first of all, I mean, you crash into someone's house. So that's really disturbing. And what are you doing praying with your eyes closed while you're driving? So it looks like the lady's name is Mary Esther.
That's so religious. If a woman was going to crash her car from praying, it would have to be a Mary Esther.
Yeah. So, and this was in the evening, 10 or 9 in the evening. So, you know, she drove through the yard of somebody's house and got
struck
the house. Yeah, it's nighttime. Yeah, a few days after the 4th of July. Yeah, July 7th. You know, the vehicle got stuck in the sand when she was trying to back out. So
was she drunk or, I mean, because...
No, she was praying. So this is a new one. I mean, isn't it sad that if you're drunk, we understand how this could happen?
Like, at least he was
she
drunk.
Was just drunk or high, but no, none of those things. No, she was praying. What were you, like you said, what was she praying about? You
know? I don't know.
Yeah, so, I mean.
Maybe not crashing a car, in which case she wasn't praying hard enough.
So she got in trouble for reckless driving, you know, with property damage. So
maybe they'll be lenient, though, right? I mean, all things considering.
I mean, be lenient, but don't be too lenient because she could have killed somebody.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Yep.
So, we're in the middle on crime. We're not trying to be too soft or too hard. We're trying to be in the middle of the road.
We've changed a lot about what we think about crime in the past few days. I don't know if anyone's been keeping up, but we're not really sure we stand on crime. It seems like an easy one. It feels like a really safe bet that we're going to look good if we just say crime's bad. But for some reason, we're having a lot of trouble deciding on what we feel about people doing bad things.
Well, it depends on what the things are. We commend you, Mary, for being spiritual, but you don't do that when you're... You know, if you want to pray before you start driving...
I'm not going to commend her on anything. That was dumb. Don't pray. Don't close your eyes.
There it is.
If you want to pray, keep your eyes open.
You know, thank goodness you crashed into our house and you didn't hurt anybody.
I'm not committed. There's just nothing to commend you on for that.
Jordan has spoke. I got nothing to say.
he's taking a hard line on the side of the road. It's like Pokemon Go.
Yeah, I would say, pray. I mean, you could be in your car and pray before you start driving.
Ooh, yeah.
That's okay.
Yeah.
But once you start driving, no. You don't do that. So, but okay, wow. So what you got for me, man? Enough of that.
That was fun, yeah.
I know, man. Mary Esther, that is a very biblical name, you're right, actually.
And it's the most biblical name, that's...
Yeah. Yeah, but you know, the pizza rolls, you know, I said it was my favorite, but I forgot. I got another one, but I can wait, though.
Okay.
Yeah, I got another one, so. Go ahead. Uh-huh.
I hope it's not the one I'm thinking you're thinking of. That's not something to like.
I think it's so disturbing and hilarious, dude. I mean,
do you want to go ahead and do this one? Do you want to jump into this one? We can do this one after the commercial. We've got time for this.
Okay. So a Chihuahua named Jack Sparrow tested positive for meth. So, of course, the owner got arrested. Where do I begin? Okay. It's bad enough that you're doing illegal drugs. You're doing meth because,
Are you talking about the owner of the dog right now?
The owner. Okay, good question. Sure. Good question. No, you're right. You're right. Good question.
I don't know. I don't know how much sympathy you're giving to this dog.
No. Okay. So
how soft on dog?
Well, I'm going to be very hard on crime with this one. So you know, because we love dogs. So Jack Sparrow. Okay, we get it. Jack Sparrow, great character. Pirates of the Caribbean. He's walking around. He's always drunk. Okay, I get that. But just because you name your dog that doesn't mean that you get your dog intoxicated. Okay? You don't get your dog high. That's just wrong on so many levels. I mean...
Well, did the guy, like, do it on purpose or was it an accident?
So, the dog ingested methamphetamine. So, we're trying to figure out... Well, so, even if you didn't... Okay. Even if he didn't leave it on the carpet for, you know, the dog to eat, you know, don't be so careless like that. It's just...
And, you know, maybe, and not trying to tell anybody how to run their lives, just don't do meth.
That too.
We're trying to say, like, don't be so careless with your meth, folks. It's just, come on, guys, but... Maybe just don't do it at all. I don't
maybe
know.
We are soft on crime. Oops.
That was surprisingly soft on crime, Keith. You told people how to properly manage their meth around their animals.
And that was not my intent at all. It really wasn't.
And you opened this up. I want to point out that you opened this up with how hard we were going to be on crime right now.
Well, we still are hard on crime. Don't do this. You deserve to be in trouble for this.
I think we're harder when you hurt pets. I think that's something. So,
I mean, it's just Isaiah Nathaniel Sias, 21. You know, brought the dog into the veterinary hospital for this, you know, at the emergency center. Well, because you gave him meth. So, you know, it's just, oh, man.
So,
I mean, the dog had convulsions and seizures. I mean.
Oh, that's less fun.
No, it's not. Yeah, it's just.
Well, none of it's fun.
No.
I really hate to hear that. That's disgusting.
So, I mean, you're going to be in trouble
for.
He's
arrested, right?
Yeah.
That's good. And the dog's taken away from him?
Yes.
Perfect.
It took him back to the veterinary clinic, so where he's being treated and kept under observation. So, you know, we're happy about that. So,
I just want to point out that a Chihuahua is the dog that most looks like he is on meth. Like, if you can give a characteristic, a Chihuahua does look like a tweaker.
Kind of has that dolphin look a little bit with the big eyes.
And just the constant twitching kind of thing, the shaking. Yeah. But this isn't good.
Yeah. So Sias, you know, S-A-I-S, was arrested and charged with felony for animal cruelty. That's a big deal.
That's
so
a big one.
He got booked at the West Valley Detention Center in Rancho Cucamonga. So, you know, there it is, man. So do not give your dogs drugs ever. And, you know, I'm not going to say anything else.
Keith,
man,
soft on meth, hard on pet abuse. Now, when we come back from this next commercial break, we're going to be talking about more people that aren't that smart and some people that might be smart, but it doesn't matter because it's weird news. We'll see you soon.
That was good, bro. I like that. That's what's up.
Want to find out what movies to go see? Then check out the GSMC Movie Podcast. It's your ticket to the latest movies, whether it's a new blockbuster event, romantic, comedy, or action flick. This show has got it all covered. They talk some what to go see now. Don't bother. What's hot on Netflix and everything in between? That's gsmcpodcast.com/movie-podcast. When it's all about the movies, it has to be this new show. Don't forget to like them on Facebook and follow them on Twitter. Visit gsmcpodcast.com for more info.
Hey, Keith, how's it going?
I am great. How are you, Jordan?
I'm good. How are you? Are you feeling okay?
I'm feeling great, and I love that last commercial. I really love it. Commercial.
Would you say that's the favorite commercial that we?
Yes.
You know, me too. Let's play other favorite commercials too
and
later.
We will.
On.
Yeah, we will.
Okay. So,
yes.
There is a new story going on. It is Muskegon.
Muskegon.
Muskegon
River.
Thank you, Muskegon River.
I know that because I'm from Michigan, and we have Muskegon, Michigan, and we lost to them in the football championship. But that's another story.
Really?
Yeah.
I think this takes place in Michigan.
Yeah. Okay. Right.
Yeah.
On.
Muskegon.
Oh,
Michigan.
I got some weird
Muskegon
news from
County.
Michigan. Yay!
Yeah. Now this one is about three women that decided that they wanted to go tubing because they've never heard of tubing before.
Okay.
And or they never tried it. Everyone's heard
of
it.
All right.
For those of you who don't know what tubing is, it's getting on a raft tube and just floating. So
okay, Right on.
Fun fact. So the women go on, and they were told by somebody that this was a lazy river. For those of you who don't know what a lazy river is a river that is connected just a circular round. So you can get on it and then get off at the same place an hour from then.
So
just
one more
time. Circular river.
It's a circular. So why is that lazy? Because it doesn't go anywhere?
Yeah,
because
it doesn't go anywhere. You just relax in it. You don't have to swim.
So the river's being judged because it's circular? That's kind of mean, but okay.
I think you're missing the point of the lazy river. It's so you, the person floating on the river, can be lazy. You don't have to swim. You'll just get to the same place by floating.
If the river could talk, they'd probably be like, just call me Easy. Why gotta be lazy? You know what I'm saying?
An easy river. Well, that sounds kind of like it's like...
Oh, I got you.
You know.
That it doesn't have any morals. Okay. Yeah, so this is just a lose situation with the river in the name. Okay. All right. So I guess we're going to stick with Lazy River.
It's an easy river.
That's funny.
I like Easy River.
I bet you
we all do. So they thought it was a lazy river. They thought it was an easy river.
All right.
And they just kind of decided to take a nap on it, you know, for a while.
Uh huh.
And about 20 hours later, someone. them.
Were you sleep? Okay, so, all right, so 20 hours later, I'm sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off. What happened? Go ahead.
They were riding on the river, you know, and about 6 hours passed, and they were, and the darkness was happening, and they were starting to realize they haven't seen their car yet, so panic is happening, right? It's getting scary. It's terrifying.
Okay, so at what point did they, I mean, so they were on an actual real river that was going and flowing.
And they got scared because, you know, it's nighttime and they realized that this river isn't lazy. This ain't no easy river. Uh-huh. And they were clinging onto a tree where they spent the night holding onto the tree, screaming for help. After 20 hours of being stuck on the non-lazy, we can call it a hard river. We can call them hard rivers. Do you like that? Do you like normal rivers or hard rivers?
Sure. Okay.
Okay. They were picked up by
a
fisherman.
Whole day, basically, bro.
Yeah, that's an entire day being stuck.
Wow.
Well, I guess
that's scary. I mean,
I'd say it's about, you know, 15 hours being stuck on a tree.
So I want to know, did they know how to swim, or was the current too strong, or what happened, you know?
Yeah, that's a really good question.
Because if you know how to swim, unless the current's really, really strong.
I think it was being stuck in the woods. I think that they, that, you know, like, they didn't really have another place to go for it, so.
I mean, you have to have a really, you got to have a plan when you do stuff like that, but, you know, I don't know.
Well, I don't know. When you hear Easy River, I feel like it's not their fault if they were told. I mean, maybe double check that. Wouldn't hurt to double check it, but.
Yeah,
if someone that looks trustworthy, that kind of knew.
Yeah.
I could see myself getting in that same situation. Someone said, don't worry, it's a round river. It's an easy river.
I like that. You went from lazy to easy, see?
I'm liking it's
easy. It's working. There you go. All right, right on. Well, I'm glad they're okay now. That's
pretty
crazy.
They said he estimated that they traveled around 3 miles on the river.
Uh-huh.
Which is, very crazy. Very, you know, as you would say, and creepy, weird, disturbing.
And then they got stuck after just 3 miles. Wow. Okay.
Yeah, well, I think that's when they, you know, kind of, oh, God, look what's happening, kind of kicked in.
Yeah, and if that was their first time doing all that, then of course they're not going to know what's going on or what they're doing. So.
Yeah. So well, I'm glad other than a few bug bites, they're doing all right.
That's crazy, man. Wow. Okay. What else you got for me, dude? That's in Muskegon. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. By the way, little note, no one reported them missing. So there was a bit of advice that went on, you know, for the police. He said, if you're about to head out on an adventure.
Tell people.
Let somebody know. Yeah. And when you're about to come back.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, that's why you won't see me out there hiking. That's not my thing.
The women said that they were never going to the go tubing again. So,
worst experience ever tubing. Okay.
So we also have this one is a ban that's happening in South Carolina town. They've banned saggy pants, and for repeat offenders, it's going to be a $600 fine.
That's beautiful.
Are you pro the baggy?
Oh, yes. I don't want to see people's underwear when they're walking down the street. It's just
what's wrong with a little bit of underwear, Keith?
That's just too much, man. Keep that to yourself, dude.
Well, it was passed 5-1, and if you intentionally displayed undergarments that can be seen in public because of saggy pants will not be allowed.
I think that's beautiful. Wow.
It is unlawful for any person driving or walking in the streets or roads of the town of Timmonsville.
Oh, I love it. So South Carolina, you got me to be on your side about something. Wow, okay. You did it.
Yeah. So it's been a long time coming, South Carolina, and God knows you've tried, but
right?
Keith's on your side now.
Yeah, I am in this regard. Yeah, I'm with you on that one. I'm pro. Keep your pants up. Pull your pants up. Yeah. If that makes me an old man, I don't care. I don't care. I don't want to see underwear.
I think it
does, but I don't want to see underwear.
I don't think it just makes you an old man. I think that's a normal response.
Thank
you. Someone's, yeah.
Yeah.
I'll take your side on that.
Yeah. Yeah. That's just how I was raised, bro. I think you were raised the same way.
Yeah, you were raised right, Keith. They raised you right.
You too, Jordan. You too.
Thank you. So this is a weird story. This is weird news. So
yes.
This one works out.
Okay. Oh yeah, you and I discussed this last night.
Yeah, we did. Okay, Phillips Exeter.
Okay, so you want to talk about this now or after the break? What do you want to do?
I think we've got a couple minutes after the break. Yeah.
Okay, yeah. So we're gonna go into break and we're gonna.
No, I think we've got a couple minutes now.
Oh
yeah,
I misunderstood what you were saying.
Oh yeah, my bad. Yeah, we can fit this one
in.
Okay,
let's fit it in. Go ahead. Okay.
All right, so there was a student that sexually harassed. A girl, another fellow student on campus.
Okay. And they're teenagers. So this is in high school, right?
Yeah. Still very terrible, though.
Or high school or middle school? I can't remember now.
I think it was high school. It's a boarding school.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
So,
yes.
A 17-year-old student, Michaela Henry, was told that a male student, Chukwudi Ikpiezu.
Uh huh.
Is that, am I saying that?
I'm going to take your word for it.
Yeah. Best guesses. Right, okay. Right. Yeah. That. You know, he was sexually harassing her. We won't get into
so not
you know,
cool, not cool.
The
okay.
hows and whys, but the minister, the school's reverend, instead of you know sending this to the police, which I think by all accounts would be the right thing
to
do.
He should have done or contacted the parents, everyone's parents, so there could be a conversation about what's going on and the seriousness of this nature.
Yeah, because
that
would
have been nice too.
Insane.
Yeah.
Out of the meeting,
let them know what their child is doing.
There was an agreement for punishment that for the rest of the year, the boy who did it has to make her monkey bread and deliver it to her. Every week, he has to give her monkey bread to eat.
Okay, so I don't even know what monkey bread is, first
off. It's bread. It's a different kind of bread, yeah.
All right. Second of all, I'm pretty sure that her parents would not be happy with that conclusion.
No,
if they were notified of what was going on.
Nor was she. So her big problem with it was that it just added to her stress that she was pushed to meet with him on a weekly basis.
So
he can give her food.
So this was a minister. Who was this? Who?
A minister at the school. He said that he got the young man to agree that this was his act of penance, breaking bread and
so
delivering it.
Now the minister is a problem as well as this boy.
Yeah,
this teenage boy. So this is
baking
not
bread
cool.
and delivering it to her for the rest of the year. The Reverend Robert Thompson said she praised Michaela for accepting the arrangement, later writing, "You did a great service to Chudy because you gave him an opportunity to express his regret and take responsibility for what he had done." But she didn't like it too much, understandably. It's a really weird, not a punishment.
It's
and
not
also,
a punishment at all. It's like a slap on
It seems like it's more worse for it's you just, because
yeah.
you have to deal with this guy now.
That's just creepy.
And I mean, get bread that, which, by the so way, disturbing. If he's creepy enough to sexually harass somebody in public, don't eat food he made for you.
Right?
That seems weird, too. That
exactly.
seems like a no-brainer.
Exactly.
Even if the people are watching him make the bread.
Yes.
No. So.
So not cool at all, dude.
It just stressed her out more, so she eventually did report the incident to the police, and he is facing an arraignment on a misdemeanor charge of sexual assault.
So now, I mean, that's fine. It's misdemeanor. I don't know if I would have wanted him to get arrested, but I definitely would have wanted him to be expelled from that school.
I definitely think some big punishment should happen. There should
yes,
be a message sent.
He should have been expelled from that school. His parents should have been notified.
I think we can both agree bread didn't really cut it.
No, bread didn't cut it at all.
Bread didn't. He didn't.
So, yeah, but now you got a misdemeanor, which can be expunged later. But you do understand this is serious because the police are involved. So if that's what it had to take, that's fine. But that minister should be disciplined for that because that's not cool. That's not a suitable punishment. Banky monkey bread. Get out of here. Well, we're going to go to break, and we'll be back with some more.
This is monkey bread, by the way.
Okay.
It's good bread. Yeah.
All right. The name is disturbing, so I'll take a look at it in a minute.
Okay, yeah.
All right. We'll be back after this break with more good, weird news. And a little bit more uplifting.
Yeah, hopefully. Yeah.
Right? That's
we
the plan.
We play our cards right.
That's the plan.
It's not going to be uplifting at all.
Tired of searching the vast jungle of podcasts? Now listen close and hear this out. There's a podcast network that covers just about everything that you've been searching.
Hey!
The Golden State Media Concepts Podcast Network is here. Nothing less than a podcast bliss with endless hours of podcast coverage. From news, sports, music, fashion, cooking, entertainment, fantasy, football, and so much more. So stop lurking around and go straight out to the Golden State Media Concepts Podcast Network. Guaranteed to fill that podcast itch. Whatever it may be. Visit us at www.gsmcpodcast.com. Follow us on Facebook and Twitter. And download us on iTunes, SoundCloud, and Google Play.
Hey, everybody, and welcome back to the Golden State Media Concepts Weird News Podcast with Jordan and
Keith.
There we go. Just trying to remember. Now, we've got a lot of good things to wrap up because this is the last part of the amazing Weird News episode.
Yes, yes.
Like all episodes, this one involved a lot of things that were weird news.
Yeah. Yeah, dude, they did.
I just wanted something we can both agree on.
That was funny. All right. So talk to me. So what's up on deck now?
Okay. Well, this was one of our bigger stories.
Yes.
Yes. Do you know what Tim Hortons is?
Yes, because I'm from Michigan. Tim Hortons is huge in Canada. They came to Michigan and they partnered up with Wendy's. They're a breakfast restaurant, you know, coffee, biscuits, all that kind of stuff.
Isn't it more like the Starbucks version of
Basically, yeah.
Yeah, so it's a star. Yeah. It's Canadian Starbucks.
Yeah, basically, yeah.
And for Canadians out there, Starbucks is a American Tim Hortons.
There you go.
Yeah, well, I think Starbucks is everywhere, but yeah, you guys get it. Come on, laugh a little bit. This is not funny. Tim Hortons, there was a regular customer in Ontario, Tecumseh, Ontario,
in Canada. Uh-huh.
And they were a regular there, and they were honored with a drive-through funeral procession. So basically, the hearse and all the cars that were following behind the hearse, you guys know how funerals work,
mm-hmm.
all went through the drive-through of the coffee shop.
Yes.
As a kind of salute, tribute
to her. Rosemary Dibley, rest in peace.
Who died at the age of 56, yes.
Yeah, a very sweet picture of her and her husband, too.
It's sad seeing it.
She looks really cute. They look like they're a cute couple.
So I imagine it must have been very odd to see just a ton of cars followed with a hearse.
Well, you know, a hearse going through the drive-through and stuff.
Yeah, for someone that was just kind of there in the moment, I got to feel like there was a lot of questions asked and wondering if that was a joke, but then you kind of read more about it, and this is actually the sweetest thing in the world, and her husband make such a lovely couple.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. But, you know, so she would always get her morning tea. She sounds very British. That's really cool. You know, getting her spot of tea every day. So Tim Hortons. So, yeah, you know. So, yeah, her order was always the same. One bag in, one bag on the side. With nothing to eat, it says. Okay.
Yeah, so it's very cute. It's cute.
Oh, yeah. And I guess her daughters were working there, mm-hmm. Brianne and Julian.
Yeah, and they've worked there at some points, too, and she was always asking for tea.
Yeah.
I'd love for you. Yeah,
so,
if you're
our heart goes out to you, Pat. So
heart goes out for you.
Yeah, so but yeah, that's very cool. I mean, it's weird news. It's a good weird news. I mean, a nice fitting tribute. Apparently, she was well-loved for people to do something like that. So
yeah.
So that's cool. And it makes me kind of wonder what the tea is like at Tim Hortons now. So I've only been there once or twice back in the day. So, yeah. So that's cool. So that's in Canada, Tecumseh, Canada, Ontario.
That's going into Canada.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. McDonald's is now featuring a sandwich made out of lobster.
No, they're not.
Yes, they are.
Get out of here.
Yeah. No, that's not even the weird news. That's just an ad that I saw.
Uh-huh.
There's lobster roll at McDonald's. So I feel like that classifies as weird news. I can just throw that in and let everybody know.
And it's, what, $9 for that thing?
Yeah, but it's lobster.
Yeah, dude, I'm not doing that.
So I guess that's the most expensive thing at McDonald's.
So McDonald's and seafood, bro. Outside the fish fillet, man, nah, I'm not the one, bro. I'm not the one, dude.
I don't blame you.
Yeah,
I don't blame
you.
Doing
too much with that, dude. So,
but that was very off topic. We just saw McDonald's lobster roll, and that's and it's weird. It's weird.
They're not paying us for that. Bro.
Yeah,
they're not paying us.
That was a free advertisement. You're welcome, McDonald's.
No, so you know, Yeah. This can get cut, actually. So.
No. Leave it. No, okay, so we've got another
Shane
news
can
report.
Cut that, Shane.
No, we're keeping it. So keeping it. McDonald's. No. This one has nothing to do with McDonald's.
Go ahead.
Keeping it. So using a cane to operate a car, there was a paraplegic that led these police on a high-speed chase.
Please repeat that for me one more time. I want to make sure I heard you right.
Okay.
Please.
Okay.
So, who was driving the car?
There was a man. He was an admitted drug dealer who was paralyzed in 2007 during a police chase. He was paralyzed from his first police chase. This is already going to be a tongue twister.
So he's like a supervillain, basically. Yeah. This guy's a supervillain. Okay.
Well, yeah, it didn't stop him whatsoever. He was using a cane to control the gas and brake.
Is this in America?
Yeah, this was in America.
Of course.
We're
love my country, man.
Where
we
do you
are
think
crazy.
This could be?
We're crazy.
His name was Nathaniel Powell, and the court documents said that he'd recently been involved in a homicide and separate shooting incident in Portsmouth.
So, I mean, this dude is a supervillain. So, wait a minute. So, you were paralyzed and you had a high-speed chase with the cops. Now you're, what, paraplegic?
And you're still having another high-speed chase.
And you're over there
killing
people? I mean, what's wrong? What's with this dude?
It got crazy real quick. They said that he was arrested last week on federal charges relating to distribution of heroin. Once again, another very supervillain thing to do, to go around selling heroin.
Yeah.
Can we agree on that? That's a very supervillain thing to do.
How does a paraplegic sell heroin and get in high-speed chases and
he
still
sounds like
people?
A Batman villain, right?
That doesn't, right?
Something made you weirder than a regular criminal, and yet you become even more evil because of it. That's Batman all
you
over
you deserve
it.
To be in
so
jail
this
for
Gotham
a long time,
City
dude.
Villain... Gotham yeah. City Village.
Basically,
can we
I was
say
thinking
that?
Gotham City. Yeah, I was thinking that actually.
Age 33. They did a sting bust on him to try to buy 7 grams of heroin for $550 from him.
That's a shame, man.
What? Do you not agree with the price of heroin?
Oh no, that he was just doing all that. He was doing way too much.
That's way too much.
So when you got paralyzed and became a paraplegic, that was supposed to be a wake up call to change your ways.
Yeah.
But apparently you didn't. Go ahead. I'm listening.
He passed through a school and into a residential neighborhood while driving at high speeds. And
Portsmouth police, huh?
Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
He then ran into a moving vehicle, and he injured the driver, and then ran into 3 parked cars.
Oh, yeah. Way to keep it classy, dude. Nathaniel.
Right? Yeah, so he is going to be arrested for that. He agreed. He admitted that he's been selling drugs his entire life and heroin since about 2013.
He's in jail now, right?
Yeah.
Let's just keep him there. Okay. This guy. Wow. Super villain, man. Totally. Man.
They recovered 7 grams of fentanyl from his car, as well as marijuana, 3 cell phones, and $3,600 in cash. And
I mean, he's like an evil crime lord. Who's giving them all this stuff? What the heck, man?
So this is what he said. He didn't know that he had fentanyl that day, though, and he'd actually been looking to find some.
Oh, he got his drugs mixed
up. So he didn't even know he had that much bad stuff in his car.
He wasn't
much
sure
like
what
a
drugs
Batman
he was
villain.
Day.
He's right. Needlessly like.
Oh, I mixed up the drugs I'm selling today. Oh, man, my bad. Wow. Wow. He's special. Okay.
Yeah, so.
So, yeah, he's going to, you want to get locked up, bro? You got your wish. You're going to be there for a long time. No more mercy for you.
Then he was making threats to the cops, so. It was.
Yeah, he really thinks he's a supervillain, bro. He really does.
I think that was a good way to close the show, right?
Oh,
yeah. We immediately jumped from a lobster roll at McDonald's to a man who's chasing down. A Batman villain, yeah.
Basically, who's in a high-speed chase, who's a paraplegic, selling drugs, harming people.
I think if we can talk
keep
about a
classy,
point
man.
To the show, it is to make things not related whatsoever and just tell them anyways.
Well, yeah, I mean, yeah, so I have nothing else to say, man, but that's a great episode of Weird News, definitely. And we definitely want to say to all of you, thank you once again for listening. We appreciate you all. You can like us on Facebook. You can subscribe to us on iTunes. Follow us on Twitter. Get us on Google Play, SoundCloud.
Yeah, and SoundCloud and GSMCpodcast.com.
There you go.
And iTunes and Google Play. And,
I said that.
SoundCloud,
I said
Facebook,
those things.
And Twitter. Yeah, just covering it in case maybe you forgot one.
You love to copy, I tell you.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
Thanks again. And I'm Keith, and he's.
Oh, am I me?
Yeah, what's your name?
Jordan.
Okay.
Yeah. At your service, yeah.
Okay. Not Jordana?
No, not Jordana, not Jordanica. Not
Jenny? Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
just checking.
For now.
All right. Because it could change. All right. Yeah. All right.
Okay.
On.
So until next time, we will see you guys soon out there in. You gonna say?
Ithaca, New York?
Somewhere in. All right. Okay. This episode's over. Stop the recording.